This is After Hours Programming on HRN. The views and opinions of this show do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.com, Heritage Foods USA, or any of our sponsors. Again, this is After Hours Programming on HRN.
Gunwash News Time. We have a very, very special conversation tonight. I guess you might call it a discussion. Excuse me if I'm flustered. I'm just having a little bit of a hard time getting things organized for the show. Tonight, water and its drinkability and other such things. Stay tuned.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
This is the one thing I do with my life that's like very serious.
Don't do that.
I don't like that, dude. I do not like that.
Apology.
I do not like that. My name.
I cannot chill.
Not now, dude. This is like, I'm trying to do a normal fucking show here, dude. This isn't about us fucking playing around.
We got you.
This is really fucking serious, dude. It's the only fucking thing that I do in my life that I fucking can control and enjoy, okay? Welcome to fucking Gunwash. My name's Aaron. And if any of these fuckers say anything to go against my schedule tonight, they're kicked the fuck out. And yet I'm fucking glad I didn't bring the weed pills for you, Evan. Evan wanted to take weed pills tonight, and he wasn't able to, so he smoked weed beforehand outside Roberta's Pizza. Marijuana. Fucker. Welcome to Gunwash Radio, if you want to call in. Oh, it's Thursday night, 7:30. I'm a bit flustered, so I don't have the weather on me. The Spliffington's here, and of course we have a full studio full of fucking assholes. Tonight, conversation concerning water, its drinkability, and other such things. We have our special guest tonight, William O'Mara, expert on the water crisis and, of course, award-winning national, international award-winning water documentarian. What is that?
It's a wind sound effect.
This is what I'm talking about. That's why I don't want that. See, yeah. Fucking, this guy just gets up and leaves the studio and makes mad, annoying noises, and it annoys the fuck out of me. That's why I don't want to fucking do this. Never come in my studio again. Never come in my studio again. Never come in my studio again.
Hey.
Spliffington, if you'd like, you can pull up that.
Can be serious, me and a man.
can't root me up. Me and a bad boy, but you can't back me up. Rude boy, but you can't root me up. What me afraid of? What man me fear? Almighty Jaja who rule everywhere. Every time I trod, me always prepare. Come in, say provocation is always the but I never hurt one strand of me here. That time your brain, she say, I don't care. So I'll chuck the booze, me why you fear? Hey, hey. Nah, make you bat me up, Jah know I swear me and a bad boy, but you can't bat me up. Rude boy, but you can't root me up. Bad boy, but you can't bat me up. Me and a rude boy, but you can't root me up. Do you see me and your children? You want to take a step, box me on the right. And if you turn the left, but if that you want, press and know you're not get. Make me tell you where you never hear it. You see Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he was a rough soldier. Anytime he must take one, even Peter, his disciple never take no check. Cut off a boy ears and make one leg. Me and a bad boy, but you can't bat me. Rude boy, but you can't root me. Me no, 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 bad.
Talking, skylocking, think of that make me scared. Don't believe in misbehaving, it's against my will. The army know that I a road boy, not because but still. I'm on the flesh, I'm on the blood, I a hard wear and I wear it good. I'm on the flesh, don't talk blood, I a hard wear and I wear it good. Simple youth and with my mind, don't be frightened, cause I mightn't touch you up this time. Put it in your pipe and smoke tonight and get yourself in line. I'm on the flesh, I'm on the blood, I a hardware and a hardware good. I'm on the flesh, mineral blood, I a hardware and a wear it good.
Yeah, what are them gonna use? And discipline, yeah. Vice of the nerd, gunman speaking. What I say, them boy, them this youngster wants and touch the round with them guns, so them think them loud. Come back twice, but hard season, I know. Yeah, my clothes, me, I take my gun from my clothes. It's like them can't get it straight. They think we live. Well, we not gonna miss them face from we aim. And now me gun angle magazine in contain. Steel and preserve ready for boss boy, right? Who know me not kid because the time is new. Boy, when you come to this can't pick out two and do never miss and this a man from Dan Sizzler too. He no slaughter single only two by. Me hear your butt till you spoil, but that no matter me. Only time me profile out on me journey. Mind you have yourself exile, take it easy. I will smile and murder you without a remedy. I too own no this gunman went and touch but the round with your gun so you think so you long come back twice but all Sizzler no. Yeah, my clothes me all you tell me gun from me clothes. Easy down you descended. Respect and live. It's best to ensure your head if you're gonna move negative. Oh no, this man wants and we go no a chance. Come back twice, but in now go get large. Step will have to take and respect will have to launch. See it clear, time is war who no want. Try if you a look, but you get none from me. Oh no, I be up on yourself, I jump down in a misery. Don't no have a little rotten hungry special. Oh no, I cannot double everybody fool. Oh no, this gunman went and touch body round.
Now this is Charlie Chaplin and Luciana. Who have got blessed shoulder. If you don't praise God, you know what's going to suffer. Come in now, Luciana.
The truth is in his heart, that there is no God. He is blind and cannot see.
Right, like Batman.
The God is alive, cause he makes a bit of trouble. He's alive. I feel him in my soul.
Son of mercy, there ain't no meaning. Be I and I carry no feeling. Boy, there ain't no meaning. Sunday morning. Now with me Bible in my hand, I touch you down in a some serious reading. Now if you do a praise Jah, Jah man you will go end up like any fall feeding. Heed the word of love, because that is I and I healing. Don't you?
Jah is alive, Jah is alive, cause I feel him in my soul. He's alive, God is alive, cause he makes the beat of soul. He's alive, we are, we are. I say we are the black survivors. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are the black survivors. Despite the blood, sweat, and tears, we've lost all these years. With God's grace, we conquered all of the fears. Come on, we didn't start the fight.
Anything gonna go right? I come in. Oh, there it is. There's the one hitter. There, we found the one hitter. Thank God. I'm gonna have one right now. Fuck it.
Hey, sorry for that clip, man.
No, it's all good. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at myself.
Yeah.
I come in tonight. I sit down in my. You know, I consider this sort of a workspace. Certain nights of the week, and I sat down. I came in to sit down in my, as they say, the workspace. And Evan's sitting here, Evan the engineer.
That's right.
He's sitting here like an elementary school infant, and he's like, he got
a baby fetus.
He got a tray in his lap.
Anything
looking like
McLean,
looking like a customer, dude.
I mean, I got one clip that might cheer you up.
I was hungry.
So.
All right.
This is a good clip.
Like royal Pippi Long stockings.
Totally.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Give me some skin.
Thank you very much. Are you the guest? Thank you, my chef.
I'm not, no.
No. No.
What do you do, Pippa?
Pippa. I have a website.
Okay.
Quilts Who Style.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Just fabulous.
Thank you. Nice to meet
yeah,
you.
Yeah, hey, have a wonderful night. You too. Con, take it. Yo, I like, is that a Pendleton bag?
This?
Yeah, you got you got the Jacquard, like, Native American thing going
on.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Whoa.
Oh.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, 2012, like, right around the fucking Maya.
All right, bring it down.
I'm glad, Chris,
I'm glad you exhibited your knowledge of 2012 prophecies to those girls. Everyone having a good time out there. So finally, they gave me weed. Hey, listen. So welcome to Gunwash Radio.
You're welcome.
Welcome to Gunwash Radio. If you guys want to call in, but it's no. If you guys,
am I taking calls, dude? I'm scared.
Yeah, take calls. If you want to call in here, which some of you often do, the number is 718-497-2128. And you know, you can always catch us on Gunwash Radio every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're in Bushwick. In case you're wondering, tonight on Gunwash is William O'Mara. Applause, and please introduce yourself, William.
How's everybody doing?
Actually, you're all right. I was going to say talk a little more into the mic, but I think you're actually good. Talk, dude.
Yeah, I'm here to talk about water. I'm excited. Water is a subject very near and dear to me and should be to everyone else because it makes up 70% of our bodies.
Could we just know like a little bit about, maybe like learn a little bit about you too, as well.
Okay, yeah, I'm a filmmaker.
Yo, man, you can't smoke in there. You should know that by now.
That's just one. I took one.
Yeah, but you can't. There's ventilation that goes into there, man. You know this.
All right, we'll never do that again. I will never do that again.
You know that, though. You know that.
I know that. I know that. All right, I was being an asshole. Fine, I was being an asshole. Fine.
I mean, it's whatever. The show won't happen. You know what I mean? I told you this a while ago.
So are we done then?
No, just I'm surprised you smoked in the studio.
All right, I feel bad, and I won't do it again. Mr. William O'Mara, why don't you give us a little bit of a background on you, sir?
I'm from New Jersey. I grew up with Aaron and Randolph. And
that was...
too much information.
That was over the top.
Too much. I made a film called New World Water in Madagascar in 2006. It's about the global water crisis with a focus on Madagascar, sort of a case study of what life is like without clean water. And water is just, it's an important subject, and a lot of people are learning more about it. There's sort of this global consciousness that everybody's becoming more aware of the fact that we're fucking ourselves and polluting our water and polluting our bodies, and everybody's trying to fight the good fight now.
Can you give me a little bit more about what you've done sort of in your journey for water? Just beside, I know you made the film, the New World Water film, which was of course internationally renowned. And but is there anything else that you sort of have done on your journey that's noted in your story? You'd say.
Well, we helped. We used. Profits from the film to help raise money for a school in Mozambique to get clean water and sanitation, which was pretty cool. I didn't even show you guys this.
Oh, good. It's a visual, but we'll tell the audience. Yeah, I'm not being myself today, but oh, hey, look
at
that.
That's very nice. I like that.
Wait. Hold on. Let me see.
Read that. Read that.
H2O. H2O.
Hold on. Put it on. Put it. You got a little. I like that little belly, Billy. Like
too much beer.
I can't. You gotta hold it straight, Billy.
Dude,
I can't
it says help to others.
Strong view.
Help to others.
Help to others.
Help to others. And then it says. And then it says night view.
No, don't worry about that other shit.
Oh, okay. So basically
it's it was a non-for-profit started by middle schoolers in Minnesota. They they encourage other schools around the country to create awareness campaigns to raise money to they pick a partner school in the developing world that needs clean water, and they commit to raising the money to get that school access to clean water.
Oh, excellent.
And sanitation.
So when you say the water crisis, what exactly do you mean by that?
That's a good question, Evan. I'm glad you asked it, because the water crisis is actually
first good thing you did today.
It's twofold. There's really, when people refer to the water crisis, they're either referring to one of two things. One is the fact that over 1 billion people on Earth lack access to clean water, and over 2 billion people on Earth lack access to sanitation, which causes a lot of problems and kills a lot of babies, unfortunately.
Okay,
that's one part, and the other part is even more scary Basically, we're running out of water. We're running out of clean, usable, potable water, which is why people are researching desalination, and NASA is looking on the moon and on Mars for ice and water.
Isn't that like... I think the moon and the Mars stuff is a little bit...
That's a little far out there.
That's unfeasible.
That's a little unfeasible.
I
but
don't know
it's still,
about
we're,
that.
We're looking
think,
to... we're looking,
quite unfeasible.
We're looking at other places in the universe for signs of life. And as we all know, there is no life without water.
Right, at least not us, as we know it. As we know it. Billy, you know Spliffington, right?
Yes.
From many years ago, right?
Many years ago.
We go way back. Hell yeah. There's a lot of love in this
room
right
now.
A lot of love in this room right now. There's a lot of hate. A lot of hate.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Yeah, everyone's giving... Armando's and Chris are giving me the middle finger through the studio door. Hey, Dope, since you're in here, you might as well say hi. There's a girl in here. We don't usually get the girls in here. We don't usually
get... Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Welcome. So, I was interested, Evan and Billy, in your conversation before.
Well, I just asked a simple question. But
yeah, but
yeah,
I
enjoyed
like
the answer. It's interesting to talk about the fact that we can talk about the first point about how you know, basically a third of the human population doesn't have access to sanitation, and like a sixth doesn't have access to clean water. But I also find it interesting that we're running out of water.
But how real is that threat?
It's it's real and it isn't. there's a finite supply of water on Earth. Everybody thinks it's infinite. Well, in a sense, it is because it replenishes itself through the hydrologic cycle. But in another sense, it isn't, because if you keep polluting it and consuming it at the pace the rising human population has been consuming it and polluting it, we're not going to have a lot left.
So we're taking it faster than we can replenish.
Basically,
it.
I'll break down the numbers for you real quick.
I like numbers.
I like numbers.
These
too.
Are the stats. About 70% of the Earth's surface is covered in water. About 98% of that is salt water, which is pretty much useless to us. The remaining 2% is fresh water. About half of that is locked in ice in the North Pole and Antarctica. And the other half is... half of the other half. We're talking like fractions of percentages of fractions,
right,
at this point. Yeah. Aquifers, underground, and there's a teeny tiny tiny percent that's in lakes and rivers and in the atmosphere.
Wait, so we're talking a fraction of 1% that is like rivers and lakes as we know them in the United States.
Well, that's fascinating.
Exactly.
That's fascinating and scary, Bill.
Less than
tell
a percent.
You. Less than a percentage.
Do you do you know New York State where we get a majority of our
water? Don't fucking talk about radio.
No, that's good. That's a good question. New York State has some of the best.
Sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Whatever. I have no life. Whatever.
Can I answer the question?
Absolutely, Billy. Please. Oh, but before you do, I just want to let you know, I am William sent me sort of a breakdown of the conversation and made my job very easy, and I will get to that, I think, more towards the second half. In the meantime, please proceed with the...
Okay, so...
You're talking about New York City.
I'm gonna jump right into New York City because this is gonna lead into our next conversation.
We don't have the we don't have the cleanest drinking water. I don't care what anyone says. Have you seen the pipes?
It's not no.
I've seen some stuff.
Look,
yeah,
it comes
he's
from
seen some pipes.
But the source of the water is extremely clean.
Oh, I believe you.
What is the source? I don't know that.
400 miles north, I forget the name of the lake, but it's some giant pristine lake that's almost completely
in upstate New York.
Yeah, like almost practically in Canada. Yeah, and they've been trying to do some development up there, but lawmakers have been very good in protecting that water and protecting it because it's very important. Because
New Yorkers, man, shit, New Yorkers
water.
Need water, man. We need the best fucking water.
But wait,
out,
but
man.
Wait, I thought that we have technology to filter and use wastewater to make it back into drinking water.
Can I tell
we
you
do.
Something?
They're doing that a lot in California and in the western part of the country where they're experiencing a lot of water stress.
Can I tell you something?
Those are more arid parts.
You know, this may seem cliche, and I think Evan probably can like back me up with some kind of diatribe on this. But you know how people, you know,
not
that
sure what that word means.
You know how people always say that. You know, people brag and like say that the New York has the best water, the cleanest water out, and you know what I mean. No. People do.
Mm-hmm. Whenever
water
the DEP
comes up,
plant that might be true.
But that's what I'm saying. You want to know what the pipes look like in my fucking building? Because
you want to know what they look like on the inside?
Yeah. Well, no. I'll tell you what they look like.
Well,
when I'm like pulling shit out of my sink and it's brown, like because you know rats are down to be in shit and piss. They'll just sit in the tubes, man. They're down with that.
Yeah, Splinter was down
there. Splinter was a mutant rat because he sat in a pile of shit forever. You know, what do the inside of the pipes look like, Evan?
I've seen. I mean, really not at liberty to say, but I've seen some shit, and it's not.
Why have you seen some shit?
Because of my
line of work. Okay,
my line
right.
of work.
All right,
I happen to be privileged enough.
He's taken a few specimens back.
Yeah, you know, I've seen some stuff. I've seen in person and in pictures. You know, it's not as if you saw the stuff, you'd think twice about drinking.
I believe that there are organisms inside our pipes that we might not even have classifications for.
It's possible.
And that's coming from an engineer, so it's possible.
But yeah, this is a good point.
Oh, shut
to
up.
Discuss. no, this is a good point to discuss municipal water because a lot of people are scared of their tap water, and that did lead to the rise of bottled water in the past. You know, from like 1988 to 2002, the sales of bottled water quadrupled, mainly because marketing campaigns were able to prey on people's fears of their tap water.
Tapped in wine.
So yeah, if you want to talk about municipal water and your fears about that, we should also talk about bottled water.
Well,
it's a good subject.
But what I'm really, see or hear that email? That's an email.
And then we can go off on tangents forever and stuff. But once we start talking about bottled water, we can talk about plastics and that impact on the planet.
Let's see.
That's a part of the discussion for sure.
Well, you know what?
This is we're opening a can of worms here.
But let's do. Let's just keep it focused online in comparison. Let's compare both the quality of bottled water to the quality of your tap water.
Well, you guys can do whatever you want, but because I'm open to this conversation or whatever, and I don't really know anything about it, to be honest with you. It's almost top of the hour, so let me just say, okay, so. William gave me sort of like three sort of topics that I think we should sort of break the second half into. But this is cool, right? I can give you like an outline so we're more organized.
Sounds like open fire.
Okay, cool. So brief history of water on Earth, how it got here, how it shaped ancient civilizations, gods, sanitation, all the way up to modern times. We touched on all this stuff a little bit, but we can get more in depth on that because he's got all this info. Two, water today. Water scarcity, human population, pollution, eco-destruction, climate change, and greed. Again, you know, we've skimmed some of this stuff, but we can get more into detail.
Break it down now.
Break it down. And then three, of course, is bottled water, which is one of William's favorite subjects. So, 7:55. Should we listen to music now?
I'm in the mood for some music.
Am I? All right, cool. So, all right, yeah, you're listening to Gunwash every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to call in, the number here is 718-497-2128. I lost myself there for a second. Spliffington, please proceed. Come down.
Big dirty 14, we have it now we face cruising slowly up to Mount Everest. When them see we, them a grin up but no respect. Them the back power your name and them a chat merciless. Use the arms necessary, who said that man come ex? Via casa with papa fan eat the target. What them a go do fi holy outlaw? Bad boy from Colorado. What them a go do fi holy outlaw? Bad boy
from Colorado. The old law comes around more times after dark. Hit up in a saddle with him, poor gun cacafa. Going out the saloon, every man stop talk. Back to me head, I'm in a drink out of glass. Make a right turn, and a man out for walk. I say, hey, hey, see no rap, you seen Comancho? No, no, see no rap, you seen Comancho. To find his ear about, I give you a few more peso. Him say, no, no, see no rap, you seen amigo. What am I gonna do for all the outlaw?
Original
bad boy from Colorado. What am I gonna do for all the outlaw? Bad boy from original Colorado. Through the hills and the valley, enough miles me cover. Well, days in a saddle and can't find no water. Throwing my tobacco and getting meaner. If a boy ever test him, feel me Winchester.
I wanna try. Test the one test. Wickedness. Wanna get that? You was the Cali. Read this. Oh no better call when me come out. Nobody push up on no mood. Oh no better call when me come out. Nobody push up on no mood. So why? Where them a go try you? Where them a go say me friend? What them a go do to stop me from conquer them? Where them a go say me friend? Where them a go do? How the hell them to stop and get on you like you? Don't take me for a stupid. Don't take me for a fool. Like a this you want this. And I call me a call. You must be mad. You must be crazy. I am not a footstool. You must be out of your mind. Why ride me like mule? If I that you're thinking, change your mind fast. Call me wicked and bad and rough. No play can't. Washing up and when dirty and thing, your soul, your mind, and your heart need flushing. Cold when me come out. Nobody push up on no mouth. Oh no better cold when me come out. Nobody run up on no mouth. Not show me look simple. Them want it except. But if you try it, you regret it and them must get left. Terra Fabulous is my name. So if you're not here yet, me nah make no boy come jumping on me chest. Gangsta.
Here comes the power version.
Fool a fool, badman a badman, badman shot people and ask a question. No care who I'm gonna give information. Ninja football program, one point right hand. Yeah, hear me? Badman kill people and no ask question. No care who I'm gonna give information. Ninja food shot people and no ask question. No care who I'm gonna give information. Round up your mouth and go on like you're too rough. Reach with me gun boy, your blood bomb bust. And me gun fi kill people, no fi put down and rust. Long time in ya tell them, but them ears tough. Is like a boy want pick a button from half of me shot. If a guy try do that, well me gun a go bust. Badman kill people and no ask question. No care who one go give information. Ninja food shot people and no ask question. No care who one go give information. Get bad man wild and ignorant. Out of your little light. Lighting in lamp. Bad man no run from helicopter. No run from tank. In pharmacy me gun. Same time them cram. Think I'll die me. You tell ask man from gully bank. Bad man kill people and no ask question.
Murder, I'm who dead, sound dead. Who know I smile, been killing some from a little Johnny, yeah, Chuckleberry. Back to the boy, them say, who do you love, Chuck? Watch this. Here and there, see, I'm blind boy, keep the mouth shut. What do concern you? You must slip.
Anything that run me clean, baby, go.
You're out there, see I'm blind boy, keep the mouth shut. What do concern you? You must slip. You're out there, see I'm blind, watch a move and no step. Disrespect, you shall face. Oh no, then can we a murderer? Kill anything no coulda, big like Hank and small like a pin. Murderer, kill any sound system. Champion, old man, I'm a hero. You name it and we do the killing. Send them come, can we no back from nothing. From only involved, my sound dog skin. Kill sound boy, who like a discipline. Man has brought up, see. I'm saying, you know, give them an inch and a foot them taking. So we put a stoppage to they face the chatting. Make them know, my son of the king. Feel son boy, any other foreign. Can we a murderer? Kill anything, no good and big like Hank and small like a pin. No. Murderer killing his own system. Champion, old pan, I'm a hill. I'm say, pass me the gap, make we shot that. and chop that. It's the program, we are gonna murder that.
Hey, 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 hey,
like we dance, bop like Volko. Sting like a bee, I'm bad no bow. Whoa, Jerry night life like me yo. That's my son, I wanna dead right now. Kill sound anywhere, anytime, any yo. Near me, and I sound dead right now. Cause we a murderer, kill anything no coulda. Big like anchor, small like a pin. Murderer, kill any sound system.
We don't think that we don't bother. Any sound cross the border, get murdered. Tell me how we get some. Tell me how we bad some. I show. If you ever make we climb over the hill, when we come back, every sound get killed. We shot cut it to the valley. When we come back, box in a alley. Now give me the reason to kill my son, kill without a cost. Bend and we break and every rule and every law. Give me the reason to kill my son, kill without a cost. Tell me reason, I shot.
Anything that's on the
plate,
here
we go. Them a run up, but them a bad dumb. Nowadays a bust up. Who think them a damn my son, tell them to step up. Chew the plate and bust up them stomach. Young a died out. Down stone off in Jacob. When them a come on my son, we not gonna run up. Examount a doublet, we really have a boss up. Sound off in dead and don't start have a dig up. No give me no reason to kill my son till we don't a cast. We bend and we break and every rule and every. No give me no reason to kill because we kill we don't a cast. Man, I'll jump on them, I shot. Sound
kick. Traditional system.
Yeah.
Original gangster.
Who is the 10 states I've even known? Murdering people. Hey, I am all on the gun, man.
Original gangster.
Hear them shine on Chris. A couple shot, you be carrying a yoga. Time they get it loud. Shown to kill and we no shoot and miss. Bullseye bust up and damage star. You is a band boy, you is a water gun.
Anything test man me clean fi me gun.
Pass I slip, he me rock and me dip and pop it off of me hip. Funeral preparation, build the casket. Mother ball, whoever wanna our son. Talk about the gun and come die by the gun. Father crying, fi same son lay down. Gun blow out the brain down. That and
hey, hey,
ball over him, brother. Him never know him would not get so much up. Better capacity. I love all of the gun, them. Keep them shine and crisp. A couple shot, you be having on your gun. Make a boy turn purple anytime them get in.
So
I love all of the gun, them. Keep them shine and crisp. A couple shot, you be having on your gun. Make a boy turn purple anytime them get in.
Tell them to see this.
Angel is a ninja man, with my top, my gun, and I live up and overdo them. Mm. Let them do that. Mm. Imagine this, man. Imagine this. What me tell them? After Shabba ranks, I love the gun and left it with them. Me get fi understand the gun, them rusty again. Cause them have the gun, them and I fire them. That simply mean the gun I go give them problem. Trigger stick again, hammer jam again. Shot a ton cross, we in a the head again. What a problem, we take them. Me did know a one bag of gun fool them ninja. Pause me the Pepsi, make me wash off the rose. Them a go on like gunshot in a fibo. Pause me the Pepsi, make me ring soft the gun ninja man. From murder to
boy. On the borderline, none of that they find the borderline. Angel bullets on the borderline. Ninja man up on the borderline. That's a me ball. Fire Uzi 59, you lick a tech nine. Anything I take me, I go shut out, it's fine. Me a kill a people 19. Long time on the borderline. None of that me find the borderline. Angel bullets on the borderline.
Boy, I won't like him, no badness. We have up the oversized clip. We have both the Uzi with the red light on it. And any boy with test ninja dead this minute.
On the borderline, no, test me on the borderline. Me ball out, me ball guns out. From early out, informer get the shot to check the name out. Guns out, from early out. Tell them, say me gun, not with the nice cop gun.
Tell them I'm ready, Ruffy, tell them again.
Tell them I'm ready,
Are we on? Welcome back. Oh, Gunwatch Radio. Welcome back to Gunwatch. It's 8:09. Yeah, everyone come in. Whatever. Just everyone just come in. Yeah, Armando, come in, dude. Just come in, dude. Armando's here. You got it. Welcome. If you want to call in here, it's 718-497-2128. I fucked up the whole night. Everyone's mad at me. And
we're not mad at
you. At least I'm high. I don't know.
I'm not mad.
I don't know. At least I was able to, but I wasn't supposed to, but I did. And at least the effects of that have happened.
The last time I was mad, it was in 1997.
Yeah.
Or last Thursday when you wanted to break the window.
What, no, why are you pointing? Why are you pointing? Why are you pointing to William?
Because we got a wonderful guest here, and I'm anxious to
continue
this conversation.
We are here with William O'Mara, expert on the water crisis and the future of water and its drinkability and sustainability and other such things. And we have touted the major parts of this conversation. Evan, go ahead.
So, William, in a nutshell, tell the listeners about the history of water.
Well, the first question is, obviously, looking around at the other planets in the universe, how did all this water arrive on Earth? Like, where did it come from? Why is Earth the only planet covered in water?
Well, aren't there some other ones that are possibly?
I think there's evidence that there was at least at one time water on Mars, but
okay,
that's
he puts his hand. Okay,
but either way, how did it get here? This is the question in the history of water, the beginning of water. How did it get here? And you know, a lot of people have religious beliefs. They don't even care how it got here. They just think God created everything in a few days. And some scientists,
you're saying he didn't?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just presenting the different viewpoints. But
I don't know if I believe that.
But NASA scientists believe
you think
that
God made it.
Oh, fuck yeah!
That's funny.
Not really.
But yeah, ice asteroids hit Earth a bunch of years ago, and they think that's how that we got water on Earth.
Don't get too controversial on me,
asteroids
Billy.
Melt,
William.
I don't know. Well, because there must have been the beginning of life on those asteroids, so we all came from outer space, technically.
Oh yeah, the Pleiadians. I mean the Pleiades,
exactly,
something like that.
But the interesting thing is, once humans started walking and talking, is how did they view water? And in ancient Mesopotamia, the cradle of civilization, modern day Iraq, between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, their first creation myth, they believed that fresh water and salt water were two distinct deities, and when they mingled in the marshlands of southern Iraq, they gave birth to to life on Earth.
The Fertile Crescent.
Oh, that's kind of crazy.
Man. Caller online too.
Oh, Gunwash, you're online too.
Hey, it's Ace.
Oh,
Ace.
Man. Hey, what's up, Ace? How you doing?
Hey, I've been drinking tonight, but I got a problem with your caller. I think it's BS.
Who? Oh. Which one?
My body ain't 70% water. It's muscles and sambuca.
What do you think about that?
But
William?
I'm not here to discredit. I want to ask you about Waterworld. You like that movie?
You know, I was earlier before we went on the show. I was like frantically trying to find a picture of Kevin Costner from Waterworld, and I was looking for the Japanese version of the Japanese DVD cover. Because I wanted to do the Gunwash cover with like the with some Japanese.
No, but that movie was made in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's true. Or I think it's true.
I believe it.
You ever drank your own tea?
Me, no. But I think people do drink their own
tea. I've seen Bear Grylls do it on Man vs. Wild.
Yeah. So some people do drink their own pee. You drink your own pee, Ace?
Sambuca only.
Sambuca only. Only Sambuca.
Actually, if you have like a really high fever or something like that, and you drink your own piss, it's supposed to bring your fever down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What? Doper, if you get sick, you drink pee, or we're supposed to drink pee.
It cures lupus.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
For real.
Oh,
drink
wow.
Your piss, everybody.
She drank her pee for like 6 months, and she's cured.
Whoa.
6 months?
Yeah. Billy, if we went underwater, we could drink pee, man. Oh, I guess we can't pee if we don't have water, right?
The last time I drank pee was
Catch
when
22.
I was... The last time I drank pee when I was in a pool.
Yeah.
And someone pissed.
That's really, really gross.
Yeah, that's really gross, man. All right, Ace, thanks for calling in, man. Oh, look, more people coming in. Good.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, continue.
History of water on Earth.
Oh, yeah, so basically, back in the day, everybody had a lot of respect for water and nature in general, and they really believed that, you know, the deities existed in water and in the weather. And eventually, once we started getting our groove on and coming up with technology and shit, we're like, fuck nature, fuck water, like... you know, humans are the shit. We don't care. There's nothing godlike or special about nature. It's just, you know, where we live.
Okay, and that's what led to us running out of water, I guess.
Well, it's what led to us destructing our environment around us without thinking about the consequences.
Evan?
I agree.
Okay, but what's next on the list?
So now we're at present times. So we as humans in history have made some, you know, poor decisions and set bad examples for humanity, and now we are in a water crisis, as I understand it.
That's how we have super soakers nowadays.
Yeah, we don't have those anymore. Yeah.
So the current water crisis we mentioned earlier is two parts, or William mentioned earlier is two parts. Is that people don't have access to potable water and sanitation. And what was the second part?
The second part is that we are literally running out of
fresh water. Both, like the first one's appalling. Like people don't have clean water. You know, it's hard to fathom.
Well, we might not even have clean water. We kind of just think it's clean.
Well, that's what we can get there to the New York City water. But...
Water's my shit.
Tap water's my shit too, Armando. Thank you.
So
okay, so let's talk about the municipal water. William, what's the deal with municipal water? So using New York City as an example.
All right. Well, let's sort of talk about tap water versus bottled water.
Sure.
Okay. As I mentioned earlier, bottled water really exploded between the late 80s and the early 2000s. In the 90s, Americans were popping off. They were all concerned about their health and going to the gym and everything.
Yeah, I never thought about that ever. I never thought about water being scarce when I was young, I don't think.
Well, it wasn't about scarcity. It was about people wanting to be as healthy as possible. And people had a lot of fears about their tap water because what are people most afraid of? The unknown. And a lot of people just don't know where their tap water comes from or how it's purified. So they think, oh, well, if someone's going to sell me it in a nice looking bottle and say it's from some fucking spring in Poland, well, shit, that sounds pretty good and clean. I might spend some money on that. But the bottom line is bottled water is very, very bad. It's not productive for society on any level.
But in fact, even maybe drinking water that might be dirty from the sink is actually better than...
No, that's not... Drinking dirty water is bad. Water is important for your health. You want to drink clean water. The bottom line is bottled water didn't even exist until 25 years ago. So what were we doing? How were humans surviving for all those thousands of years? Well, we made sure we had access to clean water in other ways. Mainly in America, municipal tap water. Now... What you need to do is, if you're concerned about your tap water, you can get a home test kit, you can test it, you can see exactly what's coming out of your faucet, and if you want to go to the next level, you can buy a filter that goes straight on your tap, put it in a Brita.
But that's not like, but not, no, see, I heard Brita is just, you know, hogwash over there in them.
Activated charcoal, it's legitimate.
Well, what does that mean? I don't know what that means.
I mean, it's a bit scientific to get into, but we'll basically,
it. I mean, activate,
but it cleans
you
your water. I'm no chemist.
Oh, look, all you really need to do to have clean water, I don't care how dirty it is ultraviolet light, is sunlight. You leave a bucket of dirty water out in the sun for a day, it's going to be clean. Or you boil it, it's going to be clean.
That's right.
Oh, interesting. Well, yeah. I kind of feel like I know.
But anyways, the thing, bottled water is a myth, okay? The sanctity of bottled water, it's bullshit. It doesn't come from some fucking spring in Poland. Most of it, 50% of bottled water is tap water. It's filtered tap water, and you're paying 1,000 times the cost for something you get for free for less than a penny from your sink.
So how are they actually allowed to do that? I mean, I figured there wasn't actually a Poland.
This is America.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that there's no Poland spring. Like, I knew that when
or
I was
no
a kid.
Fiji.
That's why they do the commercials where, like, the animals are, like, hiding the sign and, like, misdirecting them because they want to be like, oh, there's actually no Poland spring. It comes from a hose in, like, my mom's backyard.
Yeah, exactly. Coca-Cola, they actually, Coke and Pepsi, Dasani, and Aquafina, they got in a lot of trouble a few years ago when people realized that it was tap water.
I remember
and
that.
And they were forced to put on the label that it's just filtered tap water.
Wait, what does it say on the label?
It says like refined water or something.
They
like
use
that.
Some fucking garbage.
They can't say spring.
They basically put it through a fucking Brita and put it in a bottle and sell it to you at 1,000 times.
Where can I get actual spring water?
Well, I mean, there are some
spring.
Make a noise, you
pardon
fucker.
Me. There are.
There are some like Mountain Valley spring
water. Yeah, I knew you were going to that green bottle thing. Yeah, I don't believe that. It's in a glass bottle.
I mean, it still sucks that
you
they
just
have to,
say that because Claire drinks it, dude.
I mean, it's,
I don't think that shit is good at all. I think that shit is probably tap water too, man.
Look, let me just jump in here as the expert. Not all bottled water is created equal. Some are much superior and much more legitimate than others. But the bottom line is, when it comes to quality, costs, and pollution, bottled water does not make sense. Bottled water is regulated by the FDA, whereas tap water is regulated by the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. Who do you want? The FDA, who's been fucking feeding us the worst, shittiest food, turning us into an obese country over the past few years?
Yeah.
Or do you want the EPA regulating your shit?
Well, you know, I heard that there's Zoloft in the water supply because we're all peeing the Zoloft.
Oh, there's shitloads of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah,
seriously?
We're drinking that. What do you think,
man? No, hold on.
You drink your piss. It goes in a cycle, you know?
Well, how does that happen?
It's not in all. It's not in all tap water. Recycled wastewater. You know, like basically.
So the shit people flush down the toilet.
I asked about that earlier. So when people excrete fluids
all day and all night,
that includes the leftover medication
that
they've taken, and the filtration processes in place don't necessarily address pharmaceuticals.
Well, it's it's at such a tiny level, it's at such a microscopic level that no, it can't be removed.
Amazing.
But these are such trace amounts that, as far as we know, they're not having any adverse effects. But that's a big reason why people are afraid of recycled wastewater, because they think we're drinking our piss and shit, and we're not.
Well, hey, but I do know that people do piss on their hands after they go to a gun range.
Why is that?
Gunpowder.
Oh, really?
People piss on when they get bit by jellyfish.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I heard about
you
that.
Piss.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You piss.
And if you have athlete's foot, you piss on your foot in the shower.
I piss on my feet anyway.
I piss in the shower.
I piss in the shower too, man. Yeah. Whatever, fuck it. It's all good. Remember that Seinfeld episode?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, yeah. I piss in the shower. Gym. It's all good. You get to, hey, it's fine.
I'm going to kick him out the gym.
Yeah, the gym, you might not want to pee in the shower. Oh, that's what they did in Seinfeld. Yeah.
So the other thing that's really interesting is that this bottled water crap, filtered tap water.
Bottled water.
Come on, Aaron. We're trying to have an intelligent conversation here.
Yeah. My bad.
So you add sugar, and then there's like all the other shit that's available at every deli on every corner.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at beverage sales in the United States,
why don't people just drink water instead of that sugary shit?
Yeah, it's extreme.
I don't drink soda either, man.
That's what I do.
You drink soda?
No, I drink water.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Just drink water.
That's all I drink.
But
beer's water, mostly.
Yeah, but soda is bad.
But what if you just finished eating Chinese food, though? Would you drink water right after?
I'll tell you one thing.
You gotta make that.
No, I wouldn't. That's sloshy.
No, I'll tell you one thing, though. I'll tell you one thing I do is that after I have, like, a weird meal, like, you know, something that's oily, I really like Gatorade.
Or some grape soda.
Gatorade's good. Gatorade is better than most beverages because it replenishes your electrolytes, which water by itself cannot do.
Knows about that.
What about smart water? Electrolytes added.
You know, smart water, vitamin water, all that shit. It's really just sugared water. They do put some vitamins in it, but really, I mean, if you're eating a healthy diet, you don't need to get your vitamins through your fucking
drink tap water.
You don't need to get 50 cent vitamins.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. You know what about 50 cent? You actually mentioned in your brief about 50 cent.
In his song "I Get Money," well, he made far more money off selling bottled water than he did off music. That's a fact.
That's crazy.
That
man.
Is a fact.
That's crazy.
He said, "I took
vitamin water to Coca-Cola."
He said, "I took quarter water, sold it for $2, then I sold it to Coca-Cola for millions. What the fuck?"
Well, but
and that's
now,
the question we should be asking.
But now
what
listen,
the fuck?
But now, quarter for the listeners,
billions
for the audience. Quarter water is like what you use, like sugar water. You used to pay a quarter for, or something like that, right? Quarter water? Anyone? What is quarter water?
It's like melted popsicles.
It's like melted popsicles. Yeah. Quarter water. That's nice. That's some Brooklyn kind of thing, right? That's like
totally.
Like the ices that are like this. It's that, but melted.
Ices.
Yeah. Those things. But like melted into a cup. Yeah.
Yeah.
The same place making it. One place just freezes it. The other place just gives it to you unfrozen.
Nice.
Yeah, this is a good point, though, to talk about artificial flavoring in my new documentary I'm working on in March.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
Since I can't do my show, let's just say, give me tool tips anytime. William, tell us about your new documentary.
It's not my documentary in the sense that I'm not the creator, the director. I'm just an additional cinematographer.
Nice.
But we are doing a renegade canoe journey through the...
Renegade canoe journey.
Through the marshlands of Northeast New Jersey.
Field trip world.
New Jersey happens to have, coincidentally, the largest concentration of flavor factories in the entire world.
Yeah, big time, right? I know they make like Klondike bars out there and stuff like that.
Wait, where specifically?
I believe Latifah's Flavor Unit is also from Jersey.
name some towns in Jersey. I'm from Jersey as well.
Berkeley Heights, right? I don't want to get into specific towns, but let's say the area near the Meadowlands.
Fair enough, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, everyone knows that area.
Secaucus. Mm-hmm.
That's why the New Jersey Nets were actually going to be renamed the Swampland Dragons, or the Swamp Dragons, a few years ago. That idea got mixed. Now they're going to Brooklyn, Jay-Z, Jigga. Awesome.
Yeah, Jigga.
I got Hove on the T-Mo.
Yeah, Hove on the T-Mo.
But yeah, no.
Jason Kidd.
We're doing a sort of Marco Polo-esque journey, like Marco Polo did the spice route in China back in the day. And we're good looking through the modern-day spice route, all these artificial flavor factories, and basically all the pollution that they're causing.
Oh, wow.
That's really interesting.
That's really interesting. Wow.
I really like that.
That's a field trip and a half.
Yeah, field trip world. Wow.
Yeah, but
how do we
people talk a lot of shit on New Jersey. I know Aaron is from New Jersey, Evan's from New Jersey, I'm from New Jersey.
We don't have to really publish that part of the show. Jersey's fine. I mean, you know, if you don't live in I think the whole reason people say dirty Jersey is because I guess when you drive, you like land in Jersey, you land in like
when you land at Newark Airport and you drive on the turnpike around Elizabeth and stuff, yeah, you see like the port and the oil refineries. Yeah, it's pretty.
Elizabeth is cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, I like Elizabeth, New Jersey.
No, New Jersey is a great place to live, but we can't beat around the bush that, like Evan said, when people land in Newark Airport and they drive on the turnpike, what do they see? They see all the industrial shit that's built up over the years because it's so close to New York City and it's cheaper. So all the companies that want to go do their dirt, they do it in Jersey.
Yeah. Do your dirt in Jersey.
Well, no. The reason that everybody sees the industrial ports of Jersey is because New Jersey played a huge factor in the transportation hubs. So that's why everything's industrial when you enter New Jersey. It's not like, you know, it's not like all of New Jersey is obviously industrial.
No,
but
I was born in like the woods.
The
dude.
Main sectors are.
Like, you go to Freedon Township, New Jersey, where Brian lives, and you think you're in Montana, dude. It's crazy, dude. It's
and if you look
world.
To your left, you will see
a strange
a
individual staring at us through the window.
Product creepy. Of the Rutherford Aqueducts.
He just burned his hand on the
Is this Cassandra right here? Is this Cassandra right here?
Fuck that, bro. I thought that guy was going to, like, bite your hand right
Yo, he was weird, man. He was, like, looking at me, and then he was looking at Chris.
Who?
That guy.
That guy from New Jersey.
So you better watch yourself when you leave Roberta's.
Yo, so you're literally going to take a canoe up the Passaic River and, like,
down
the Passaic.
Jack
okay,
so
actually, the Passaic River passes through my town.
I don't know the exact route yet, but I'm going to be following it from a car, filming them from bridges and
okay,
things like
okay.
that.
Okay, and like those like dirt roads alongside the railway and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, from high vantage points.
That's awesome.
Well, listen. So,
well, when can the listeners expect to see this documentary somewhere online or in theaters?
I can't answer that question at this time.
Okay,
but it's in the works. We're filming it in March. It'll be on a TV screen or computer screen near you soon.
On your computer screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, computer screen running.
Hey, William, I got a question about rainwater. Can you boil rainwater and still be drinkable?
Yeah, if you're in a really clean part of the earth, you don't even need to boil it. A lot of people, rainwater collection is one of the best ways for people in the developing world to have access to clean water. In fact, in Thailand, they've been doing it for thousands and thousands of years, and they have so much rain in Thailand that they actually use it to irrigate their crops.
Excellent.
Well, William, I mean, rainwater is just the byproduct of is basically the natural way of doing desalination, correct?
Yeah, it's the hydrologic cycle. The water evaporates off the ocean, goes up into the clouds, and goes over land and comes down as precipitation.
So it's nature's way of replenishing.
Yep.
So how come, I know we're getting a little off topic and it's approaching the end of the show here, but how come lately, at least in parts of the United States, there's been such ridiculous droughts and stuff like that? You know, there is, I know in Texas, they haven't had droughts rain in a while. And
when did we have a drought?
Not here, in other parts of the country, the Southwest and stuff, they're hurting.
I'll tell you what, I just flew from the East Coast from Newark Airport to San Diego, and it's my first time doing that flight, and looking out the window, half the country is pretty much a desert.
There's
nothing. There's
for
no
sure.
vegetation. There's nothing. It's just brown dust. And so there's a lot of places that experience droughts.
Wind,
and I don't know what the cause of it is. Maybe it's climate change. Maybe it's the natural cycle. But yeah, people are struggling to get water for sure in America.
No. That's what it is. I guess that's the major macro view of this, is that we're struggling to get water. What can people do to help?
Stop buying bottled water, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant, yeah.
Just think about water and care about water and just be conscious of it and don't take it for granted, whatever you do.
Whatever you do.
Don't take a shower more than 10 minutes.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you should also look into
Las Vegas. Hey, Max, it's you?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, what's up, dude?
I know Las Vegas is, like, stealing all the water in Nevada, and it's pretty fucked up.
Nice. Well, I feel bad for guys.
Yeah, they need it for their immaculate water fountains blasting in front of the casino.
Complete waste. I hope you're boiling and fucking repurposing that.
They got to keep the strippers hydrated.
Yeah, you got to spray those bitches down.
They got to keep that jacuzzi running.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, it doesn't make sense to have a metropolis like Las Vegas in the middle of the desert. They're definitely up to some shady shit, Chinatown style, for sure.
Word.
So if you're talking water, look at that.
Hey, listen, Max, it's bottom of the hour. You want to take us out? You want to end the show?
I'd love to. You've been listening to Gunwash, Spliffington, New Jersey people. Good times.
All right, I like that. Excellent. That's right. It has been Gunwash, and that was Max Bowe. Tonight we were talking with William O'Mara about water. Thank you, everyone, for dealing with my bullshit, and see you guys next week with Ed Peden. What about Adam Sulkin?
When's Adam?
I don't even know, man. We're finding out. Please, Spliffington, please.
Soundboy, my soul and your sound ain't the same. You know why? You are make nice top call of the champion name. Don't try to offend, the champion won't pretend. Be still, or you might get killed. Soundboy, if you try to offend, that's where your life ends. Be still, or else write your will, hey. Cause I've seen many, many songs come. My soul made enough soul run. They couldn't take the pace, hey. My soul not thoroughbred, yes we are champion. Don't ask my name or where we come from. Sound boy, go hide your face, hey. Cause if you try to offend,
I mean it. Some of them are going like Echo and Baka Washa, like I'm a flashlight in a roll thunder. But this is a ninja. I'm a telling them, say, see what I know. Let's jump to death, death. Don't cross me border. The bricks are gonna peel your kid like right banana. Till the little DJ, them no cross me border. The bricks are gonna burn you like a pot of hot water. But tell them, say, boy, who no come text me anywhere? Uptown or downtown or half a T-square. Lyrics was no yet a lock, I live a nuclear. Not tell no lies, so ninja man, I swear. See no DJ, ninja man, don't fear. Look at them, drop them on the ground down there. Keep them up like a red stripe beer. Moving like a summer, moving like a nuclear. So tell them send across me border. Lyrics I go burn them like a pot of hot water. Tell them said the fool them not fi cross me border. Lyrics feel the skin not like a ripe banana. Me tell them say boy, anywhere or anyhow. Send bounty killer, beanie man come now. Give a war they want a ninja man now go. Fi murder DJ, me not go pet neither bow. Murder them like me kill me granny whole cow. Chop them up with the brick like me cut up one soul. And tell them send across me border. The bricks are go steal and skin like ripe banana. Tell the little fool them send across me border. Tick up in my pick up but me yonder order. Me tell them so boy, competition just start.
Oh, it's me, the big bad shot fender.
Man a bad shit. Man.
We up on them agenda, could never be a false pretender.
Them
a gun shooter.
It's me.
Boy, you must be ready for that. Shotgun in a me and the dust up in a bed. 45 in a me, where's me extra clip and reserve? Me send some little boy to the curb. Listen again, boy, you must be ready for that. Me shotgun in a me and the dust up in a bed. 45 in a me, where's me extra clip and reserve? Me send some little boy to the curb. Just a leak, get the echo out of the kitchen. Gunshot of the boy up in and skipping. Boy, you get me something fly like chicken. Boy, you're gonna fall from the all a point. Let him have a speech when he broke. Miss a man couldn't miss him. Gun rewind, now we upon the next victim. Hey, hey, hey. Boy, you must be ready for that. Me shotgun in a million niggas to play. 45 and now me waist, me extra clip and reserve. Me send some little boy to the curb. You pause a place on little boy, you reach a distance. Kill and go through and jungle, him no response. How send them figure dig up all 6 months? How walk I tell people about them get sentenced? How come me know them, them never yet kill hands? The pump up off on them a hot sweaty entrance. You never give me shot your out of your jeans pants. Boy, you must be ready for the
anything, Desmond McLean, for me gone.